How long does suffering last? It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Until Forever. Our scripture reference today is Psalm 79. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the air for food, the flesh of your faithful to the wild animals of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealous wrath burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call in your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us the iniquities of our ancestors. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive us our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the bosom of our neighbors the taunts with which they taunted you, O Lord. Then we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Asaph was a poet and musician. The Bible also mentions him as a seer with prophetic authority. There are 12 psalms attributed to him, known as the Psalms of Asaph. He is honest in his confession to God. He led God's people in worship, but also acknowledged his insecurities about faith. So you can hear his pain and rejection when he sings, "How long, O Lord?" A literal reading of the Hebrew text is, "Until when?" The feeling is, what has to happen before the suffering of your people will end? When is our torture enough? Asaph then asks, "Will you be angry forever?" As if really to ask, "Will we suffer until forever?" Is "until forever" even a real thing? How do you describe that? Of course, we know this won't last until forever. But when you're in the thick of pain and suffering, you can't help but wonder. Agony and heartache seem to make time move slower. Until forever seems even longer than just forever. In Psalm 79, Asaph doesn't only want the pain of his people to stop. He wants God to return sevenfold what they have experienced to the people around him. How do you do the math on that one? And the psalmist is sure when that happens, his people will thank God. He says they will give thanks to God forever. And that's a forever we can get behind. And how will this thanksgiving last forever? He says, from generation to generation, we shall recount your praise. In other words, we're going to keep talking about how good you are, God. And let's reflect on that today. Being thankful means sharing what God has done, sharing how you've seen the Lord move around you, whether it's been in deep suffering or whether it's just been living your everyday life. You might have other questions, doubts, or uncertainties, but you know what God has done for you. A way to be thankful, then, is to keep telling those stories until forever. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.